back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back inside the studios. It's Tristan Winder and George Lobby. Glad to be with you here on a Tuesday that, George, kind of feels like a Monday a little bit.
Well, a little bit. It's a little ominous in here right now. We got a bunch of people with badges that just walked in here.
We have a full studio.
Surrounded us.
George and I are on our best behavior. No outstanding warrants for either one of us,
at
least to our knowledge. As of yet, the morning's young, so who knows what's going to happen here in the next couple of hours.
We'll see what happens here,
Our good friend Amanda from the Red Cross is joining us. We're talking Battle of the Badges once again this year, Amanda. And how are you?
I am well. How are you, Tristan?
Doing very well. I am blessed beyond belief and always happy to discuss Battle of the Badges. So, Amanda, can you welcome in the crew that you and Rich brought in with you this morning?
Well, this is our 11th year doing Battle of the Badges in North Platte.
Wow.
We've got Mike with the fire department. We've got Nathan with State Patrol, Rich with City Police, and then good old me.
With the American Red Cross right here in North Platte. So
11 years. That's a pretty good tradition. That's solid now. That's double figures.
You know, and we try to do it around September 11th every year, so that way we can honor those first responders that we lost on September 11th. And this year, for some of our participants, it kind of has a special meaning as well after losing Investigator Herrera from Lincoln Police over the weekend.
Yeah.
He used a lot of blood, and so even though, you know, this blood drive isn't for him, we're honoring people like him that have been lost and, you know, just honoring their legacy.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's an example of the need for blood and all the good purposes that it goes for. And, our flags at half-mast, if anybody doesn't know, across the state.
Through Friday.
Yeah. But anyway, so the Battle of the Badges blood drive is set for what time and place?
Friday from 11 to 6 at the Ramada.
Okay.
And anybody who donates gets to vote. You're going to get a T-shirt. You're going to get to hang out with some pretty cool people.
In a friendly way.
Yes.
And your vote, you know, they may try to influence you one way or another sometimes, Amanda. There'll be some influencers out there trying to get your vote one way or the other.
In a friendly way.
Well, it depends on if Bob Veal shows up or not. Bob is the one who likes to guard the ballot box to make sure that law enforcement wins.
There's more than guarding that goes on there.
A little bit more than guarding?
Yeah, I think there's some stuffing of the ballots.
Hey, I try to watch him, but he's a handful, I tell ya.
Yeah, they learned it from the fire the first 2 years.
They picked up the bad habits.
Yeah.
Now, Lieutenant Oakland, I know when we were talking on the phone to schedule this big interview here and schedule one later in the week as well, we were talking a little bit about the fun camaraderie that's always had between our local law enforcement and our local first responders, rather they be EMT or firefighters. And we joke quite a bit, and you guys joke quite a bit between the guns and the hoses, but it's always a lot of fun, and it's in good nature.
Yeah, it is. And we both respect our positions. I mean, each of us has a special role to play. We don't run into burning buildings, and they don't run into gunfire. So we each have a role. We should respect that. We work very well together. We're actually working together right now to solve some solutions in case we ever do have an active shooter type incident.
Okay. And the wheels are always turning. You guys are always working together. Might not always be in the limelight, but sometimes behind the scenes as well.
And we like it not in the limelight so much. It's good to work behind the scenes. We still know what we're doing, and what we're doing is useful to the community.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll provide a tremendous service is what you do. And this is a great effort, too, this blood drive, because, like I said earlier, it helps so many people in so many ways. What's the status right now? Does the Red Cross have enough blood, or is there always a need for it, or where are you at?
You know, the need never stops. Mm-hmm. Even if there's a holiday, if there's a storm, it's every 2 seconds somebody's needing blood. just as quick as that. And it's not always that big accident on the interstate or a shooting or stabbing. Mm-hmm. It could be something as simple as grandma fell and broke her hip and has to have hip replacement. Or it could be, you know, that little kid who's going through chemotherapy and needs platelets. Mm-hmm. There's the need is always there. And so that's why we need to have blood on the shelves today for that accident or that incident tomorrow.
And I think that at least at one time, donations were a little less because of the COVID situation, too. Is that right?
Yeah, and we've seen things stabilize now. And
good.
Something that's kind of cool that the Red Cross started offering is we're doing free COVID-19 antibody testing on all donated blood.
Oh,
awesome.
So if you come in and donate blood, you're going to find out if you have had exposure to COVID-19 through antibodies.
And a lot of people curious about that. And normally it costs some money to have that test done. So
yep, it's pretty expensive test, but we're offering it for free for donors who come in and donate a pint of blood.
Super. And then I see you're giving away some prizes, too, or giving away some participation awards, I guess would be the better way to say it. But they look sharp. They're nice.
Yep,
tell
we got
us about them.
T-shirts for everybody, sizes medium to 3XL. We're going to have snacks. We're going to have a lot of fun. This honestly is my favorite blood drive of the year. It
so
really is.
Thursday will be like Christmas Eve for you a little bit, Amanda.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you haven't been out to the Battle of the Badges before, I definitely encourage you to go on out because it's a lot of fun to make a donation and join in on the camaraderie as well that's had out there. It's always a lot of laughs, too, so it'll be a good entertainment for a lot of folks to make it out to the Sandhills Convention Center.
You know, and everything is socially distant. Everybody will be required to wear a mask and have their temperature taken.
Sure.
So it's a very safe, controlled environment. So if you have, you know, some fears about COVID-19 exposure, you're pretty safe at the blood drive.
Oh, extremely safe. Not to mention, you're going to have more than enough law enforcement and first responders on hand to deal with anything that may come up at the Sandhills Convention Center. So,
you know, I hope we don't have any issues, but if we do, I'm not worried.
You're not going to have to worry about it if there are any issues, Amanda. You're just going to kick back and relax.
Pretty much. I'll just sit back in my chair and just let them handle it.
Oh, absolutely. Anything else you guys want to add this morning?
Before you go, what's the record? Who's ahead in this?
The win-loss category.
Yeah.
Mike, you want to bring that up?
No, let's move on to something else.
next question, please.
An answer for in law enforcement is at least 5 in a row. I think it's 6, but we'll have to check the books. So I'm calling out everybody who's a volunteer firefighter EMT in Lincoln County. They need your help. So
the firefighters, I think they had some good showings, especially early in the competition, didn't they?
We won a couple in a row, but we haven't had a win since 2014.
Bit of a drought.
We need some help.
Yep.
Trooper Veal even admitted it. You guys need some help.
And if we can keep Bob away from the ballot box, I think we got a pretty good chance.
Laxatives and Bob's coffee.
Yep.
Best bet.
Just bring a fire hose. Just give him a little bath every time he gets near it.
We'll see what we can do about him.
I'm going to vote for the fire department.
Well, thank you.
Just rooting for the underdog.
Yeah. They got one vote.
We encourage everybody to get an appointment early, too, because
will
help save time for you if you go out there, because if you end up as a walk-in, you know, it may be a little bit of a time because of the number of people that do donate for this drive. So try and get an appointment through the Red Cross.
And it's easy to do that, easier than ever to get those appointments, Amanda. Yeah.
RedCrossBlood.org, 1-800-RED-CROSS, or in the blood donor app. And our goal is 99 pints this year.
Wow, okay.
So 99 pints, and, you know, I think North Platte, we can do 105.
Oh, absolutely. We can go over that 99.
Oh, yeah.
We can go over that 99.
Come on, Lincoln County, we can do this.
Absolutely. Amanda, folks want to learn more, maybe make that reservation for Friday, how can they do so?
RedCrossBlood.org, 1-800-RED-CROSS. The blood donor app from the App Store.
All those ways.
All those ways. Yeah. It's all at your fingertips.
And if in a pinch, you can walk in and donate.
Right.
Walk-ins
are going to wait a little longer.
Okay. Or walk in to make an appointment for later in the day, too.
That works, too.
So it doesn't take long to make an appointment.
Nope. And if you do your rapid pass, you're in and out in 40 minutes.
Oh, wow. You can't beat it.
Exactly.
Still have time to spare over the lunch hour.
Yeah. Save 3 lives, save some time, get a free T-shirt, and hang out with these guys.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, give
Absolutely.
You time to stuff the ballot box a little bit. If you
and vote for fire.
They need it.
Well, guys, we appreciate the time this morning. Look forward to seeing you later in the week.
Thanks, Tristan.
Good to see you.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning after this.